What separates millionaires from everyone else? It's not luck, inheritance, or secret investment strategies. Ordinary people like Tiffany transform their financial futures through simple, consistent actions. She went from being a struggling single mom eating ramen noodles to building a $1.85 million net worth. John and Maddie turned $300,000 of debt into $2 million in wealth while saving their marriage. These aren't anomalies. They're examples of what's possible when you follow proven principles. True wealth isn't about high income, it's about what you keep, not what you earn. Webster's journey illustrates this perfectly. Despite growing up in a paycheck-to-paycheck family and starting as a dishwasher making minimum wage, he built a $1.45 million net worth. After discovering the baby steps while on the brink of bankruptcy and divorce, he and his wife paid off $197,000 of debt in just 4.5 years on a $48,000 income. They lived on a strict budget, invested consistently in low-cost index funds, and now have zero debt with $1 million in retirement accounts. The typical millionaire looks nothing like Jeff Bezos or Elon Musk. Most are teachers, engineers, managers, and small business owners who consistently saved and invested over decades. They drive used cars, live in modest homes, and prioritize financial security over status symbols. The National Study of Millionaires found that 79% never received an inheritance and 33% never had a household income over $100,000 in any single year. The average time to reach millionaire status is 17 years from the point someone commits to a wealth-building plan. This timeline holds true across various income levels and starting points. What makes these people different isn't luck or special advantages, it's following proven steps that work every time. And here's a perspective check. A billionaire is 1,000 times wealthier than a millionaire. If you have $10,000, you're 10 times closer to being a millionaire than a millionaire is to being a billionaire. Think of baby steps 1-3 as a 100-meter dash. An intense, short-term sprint lasting about 3 years. Baby step 1 is saving $1,000 for your starter emergency fund to cover unexpected events. Baby step 2 is paying off all debt except your house using the debt snowball method, requiring gazelle intensity and temporarily pausing investments. Your income is your most powerful wealth-building tool, and freeing it from payments enables future success. Baby step 3 involves saving 3 to 6 months of expenses as a fully funded emergency fund. Those with stable incomes need 3 months. Self-employed or commission-based workers should aim for 6. These first 3 steps create the essential foundation for wealth building. Without them, you're building on quicksand. Baby steps 4 to 7 represent the marathon phase, shifting from intensity to intentionality over roughly 17 years. Baby step 4 initiates true wealth building, investing 15% of your pre-tax income into retirement. Follow a strategic allocation hierarchy. Secure all company matches first, 100% return, then maximize Roth options, tax-free growth, and finally use traditional tax-deferred plans if needed. The S&P 500 has averaged 11.46% returns since 1928, but research shows 80 to 100% of investment success comes from maintaining consistent savings, not perfect market timing. Consider an average household earning $65,000 that completes baby steps 1-3 by age 35. By investing 15%, $9,750 annually, in growth stock mutual funds until age 65, they would accumulate $1.8 million at 10% returns, even without raises or employer matching. As Webster demonstrated, even starting at 44 and investing for just 16 years can still create millionaire results. Baby step 5 involves saving for your children's college education alongside steps 4 and 6. While helping with college is admirable, it's not a moral obligation and shouldn't compromise your retirement savings. The key principle? Pursue education without debt, regardless of who pays. Baby step 6 focuses on paying off your mortgage early. The National Study of Millionaires revealed that 67% of millionaires have paid off homes, achieving this in about 11.2 years rather than the standard 30 years. These millionaires typically live in modest 2,600 square foot homes they've owned for roughly 17 years. For most Baby Steps millionaires with $1 to $5 million net worth, approximately two-thirds comes from retirement savings and one-third from their paid-off home. Baby Step 7 involves building wealth and giving generously. Without debt or mortgage payments, you gain freedom for both spontaneous giving, like leaving cash under a struggling person's windshield wiper, and planned generosity, such as paying off your adult children's mortgages. Jackie's story exemplifies overcoming barriers through belief. Growing up in poverty with a minimally educated single father, she later faced challenges as a divorced single mother. Fearing poverty's return, she paid off $7,000 in debt, discovered the baby steps, and systematically built her financial future. By maximizing retirement accounts and tracking her net worth monthly, she transformed a $15,000 starting salary into a $1.2 million net worth in 10 years. By age 49, when her father died, Jackie had retired and has since grown her wealth to $1.5 million while pursuing higher education. Without belief, many quit before starting, thinking, "I can't do this," or "the deck is stacked against me." Belief matters. Hope matters. It's about where you're going, not where you're from. We often chase wealth shortcuts, lottery tickets, hot stock tips, cryptocurrency, margin plays, collectibles, but lasting wealth requires patience. At 23, Ramsey fell for a get-rich-quick scheme, accumulating $4 million in property with $3 million in debt by age 26 before his bank called his notes. Similarly, despite earning $1 to $1.5 million on average, 78% of NFL players face bankruptcy or financial stress within 2 years of retirement. Wealth itself is neutral. Our behavior determines whether money becomes a blessing or curse. Teaching children five key behaviors, work, give, save, spend, and steward, builds a value system that protects them from poor money choices. Children need to understand money comes from work, not handouts. Allowances break the crucial connection between effort and earning. After work and giving, saving is the next essential money habit children must develop. Nearly half of Americans have less than $1,000 saved for emergencies, a failure stemming from never developing good habits in childhood. Baby Steps millionaires build wealth not just for security or family legacy, but to make a difference through generosity. 7 in 10 millionaires give monthly, though they rarely publicize it. Like Steve, who quietly funded golf attendant Miguel's engineering master's degree, they practice discreet generosity. The National Study of Millionaires reveals only 3% received million-dollar inheritances, and just 2% came from upper-income families. Three-quarters attribute their success to consistent investing over time. The millionaire path isn't about luck or privilege. It's about consistent action and patience. Choose hope over fear. Take control of your finances and follow the baby steps with intentionality. True wealth creates freedom to live generously and leave a meaningful legacy. Your millionaire journey begins with a single baby step today.